NRQ Morning Show.
Everyone pay attention.
Can I have your attention, please?
With Rock and Emma.
Get up now. Right now.
Somebody get me some coffee.
I was just entertaining the people on the morning drive.
Only on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Alternative 103.7 KNRQ. Good Wednesday morning. It's the NRQ Morning Show. I'm Rockin' S. Emma.
Good morning.
What's going on, man?
Nothing. Getting my stuff together.
It's not even Wednesday. It's Tuesday.
What did you say?
I said good Wednesday morning.
Man, I was going with it, too.
Look, see? You
felt
gotta
so good.
Catch me on these things,
I
man. It's a T-Mobile
do.
Hookup Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. You know how I want to skip over Tuesday.
I know it. You kiss Tuesday right in the mouth.
I'm
and
sorry.
Smoke a cigarette with it later.
I didn't even catch it. I'm so sorry.
T-Mobile hookup Tuesday.
I'm going to start paying attention.
You should probably.
Like right now.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Today.
Right.
I'm trying a new thing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So how's your day?
Pretty good. Very entertaining last night for sure. Beef came over. Watched the circus. The debate actually was pretty good.
Actually, the circus is on Showtime with Mark Halperin and whatever his name is.
Okay.
John Heilman.
I don't know those
people. It's a very good show. It's a Bloomberg politics show. It's pretty good. They've been on a campaign trail just documenting the entire thing, this whole entire process.
I have not seen that one.
On both sides. And it's just a bunch of political pundits who document it.
Gotcha.
It's really good. I think you'd be into it.
Okay.
Because, like, there's, at the end of every episode, they always meet in, like, some seedy restaurant or bar, and they just chain smoke heaters and smoke their Jameson whiskey and eat steak dinners and talk about what happened last week in politics.
Cool. I like that.
And they document it all.
So curious about the ratings, the numbers next week, too. I'm just so curious.
I would think we'd have our first indication of numbers at some point today, right?
Yeah.
Not the hard numbers, obviously. But.
Right. I'm just curious. Once they get it all put together next week and we get the official list, should be pretty interesting.
I still feel pretty good about 125 or better.
Yeah.
I think easily over 100 million people were watching that thing last night, especially just based off how much social interaction was going on. Although, to be fair, you could easily participate in the discussion on Twitter without actually having to watch the debate.
I guess so. But I would assume most of the people were watching it, especially even if they started out not watching it, and then I'm sure through the tweets they'd be like, okay, I gotta turn this on.
Yeah,
I gotta see what's happening. I wish I knew that Trump was gonna say Law and Order so much, I would have made it a drinking game.
Right?
Law and Order.
Well, it was crazy. There was like half a dozen Beefcake. Different types of drinking games I found last night.
Beefcake kept going dun dun every time he said it, so I was laughing so hard because like in that one answer he did say it a lot, and Beefcake was like dun dun. Dun dun, dun. Like, he started it, but he couldn't stop because we didn't know how many there were gonna be. It was so funny,
man. there was a bunch of drinking games that were made going into this, and I guarantee you, for debate number two, based off of last night's debate, mm-hmm. we'll have a whole slew of new types of drinking games. One of them will probably be the Law and Order game, I would think.
That was another thing I was thinking. After we get these numbers from last night, we'll see how it's affected the next one. If it'll keep going up or what. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
for the second one and the third one.
There's generally the drop-off between the first and the second debate. So
yeah.
This, much like every other aspect of this crazy-ass election, it could be the complete opposite of what has been done in the past.
Yeah.
Usually there's a drop-off between the first and the second. This one, we could see an increase.
Well, and not everyone is, not everyone's geeks like us. So I assume maybe they just didn't watch it. Monday Night Football or doing things. People have lives, I guess.
Which we got to talk about last night, too. Monday Night Football, a little bit of that going on.
Right. But I'm guessing after the hubbub of this one, the curiosity will go up even more. But we'll see.
Kick it up a notch. What did Emeril Lagasse say? What was his thing back in the day?
I don't know.
I thought it was.
Dang it.
Something about a notch.
I
flavor it up a notch.
A notch.
Damn it, Emeril.
Notch in my belt?
No.
Oh, that's
that
the only one I know.
Seem right.
That doesn't seem right. Nope, that's not it at all.
He looks like he broke his yoga mat, and she looks like she'll beat you up.
I don't really want any part of that. That sounds
like pure nonsense to me.
It's Rockin' Emma.
I've heard about you.
The NRQ Morning Show.
We could just try it.
On Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
A man's facing several charges after being accused of crashing into a home yesterday. Coos County deputies responded to the 95,000 block of Fairview Road about 6:20 in the morning. They said a GMC pickup was about 3 feet into the home when they showed up. The driver was later identified as 67-year-old Richard March and fled the scene. Authorities said the homeowners were sleeping in the adjacent room at the time of the incident but were not hurt. There was, however, extensive damage to the house. Deputies said that they later found him hiding in the woods uninjured with the help of a canine unit.
3 feet into the house, huh?
Yeah, but no injury, so that's good.
Yep.
Marsh told deputies he had fallen asleep before the crash. Apparently woke up and then decided to go for a jog.
That's what I was going to say.
He faces charges of failure to perform duties of a driver, reckless driving, reckless endangering, and criminal mischief. The Coos County Sheriff's Office was assisted by the Coquille Police Department and the Coquille Fire Department.
Worst alarm clock ever.
Mm-hmm. There is one thing that irritates a lot of people, and that's being cut in line. This guy did not let that faze him. He just let some sweet, glorious karma drip down on him. A guy in New Zealand was in line at a convenience store last week to buy a lottery ticket, and another person jumped the line on him. Cut right in there. Bought their lottery ticket first.
Do-do-do-do-do.
But that guy wasn't in a hurry, so he didn't complain or say anything at the time. He just let the dude cut.
Wow.
Then he bought his ticket and won the jackpot of 750 grand. And he said, quotes, I guess good karma pays off. If that hadn't happened, they might have the winning ticket, not me.
I would say pay off, that's for sure. Does it say how much he won?
Yeah, $750,000.
Oh, I missed that part.
I thought you said you were going to start paying attention. You just said that not even 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I forgot. I didn't pay attention to that.
Let's do sports, man.
Okay, sorry. Oh, don't be mad.
Former NFL star Greg Hardy was arrested for possession of cocaine late Sunday in Texas, according to TMZ Sports. According to the police report, Hardy was pulled over in a 2010 Dodge Challenger because he did not use a turn signal. Cops say that Hardy and his passenger told him they had just eaten at Applebee's and were headed home. But police asked if they had anything illegal inside, and he said no. And gave him permission to search the car, which was probably a mistake because police found a Louis Vuitton wallet on the center console, which contained a purple plastic baggie with a white pasty substance.
Oops, slipped my mind.
They also found some weed paraphernalia, if you will, because they found a brown weed grinder. Don't know why they needed to include the color. Could have just said a weed grinder. Thanks for the extra detail.
Racist much?
Cops say that they tested the substance in the Louis Vuitton wallet, and it came back as cocaine. According to the report, Hardy told cops he didn't know what it was and said that somebody must have put it in there when he was passing his wallet around at a party the night before.
That's not my wallet.
I was passing it around to
Why
random strangers at a party.
Are you passing your wallet around again?
I'm Greg Hardy. I lay on beds with guns and after being accused of domestic violence.
Pass my wallet around.
Hardy was arrested for felony possession of a controlled substance, less than a gram. He was taken to Richardson City Jail, where his bail was set at $5,000. Looks like he listed on the police report, it was listed. I don't know if the cop just assumed this or asked him, but his occupation is listed as unemployed, which means the Cowboys must have quietly separated from him at some point. And I just not even paid attention to it because it's Greg Hardy.
Wow.
It was
that
just like, man.
Under the radar.
Yeah, like how did not everybody report about this? Because nobody knew why he was still in the league to begin with.
Or
now nobody knows that he's not here anymore.
Or he got a call while he was on the side of the road with the cops from his like manager or something.
It was
we're gonna have to let you go.
He's like, look, I know, Greg, I know I told you last year you could be captain this year, but it's not happening now.
Yeah, that whole cocaine in your wallet thing's not helping.
And you pass your wallet around to strangers at the party. I can't be affiliated with somebody like that.
It's stupid.
I don't even know what that is.
It's dumb.
Coming up, we got the new Red Hot Chili Peppers plus new Green Day.
Also, think about the 10 worst movies of the summer. I got a list coming up in the tea sleeves.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Yakety yak!
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but
might be easier if they were in jail.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
103.7 KNRQ.
It is New Release Tuesday, so today's DVD releases include Warcraft, the Blake Lively shark movie The Shallows, and the Zac Efron comedy Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates. I haven't seen that yet.
I have not either. I don't know. I just Zac Efron, man. Eh.
Zac Efron, man, is how I feel.
I see. I believe what you're saying.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The words coming out your face right now are real, real authentic.
Okay. Well, yeah, I think you get it. Central Intelligence also out with The Rock and Kevin Hart. That's one of my favorite movies now. Five stars for me, but then an extra star for The Rock's fanny pack. I love that movie.
It had
so
a
much.
Starring role.
I think I watched it 2.5 times over the weekend.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. I have a problem.
That does seem like a problem.
I love it, though. It's so funny.
I thought it was pretty good. Yeah, I don't know that it's immediately 2.5 times in one weekend worth watching, but
teach your own. For me.
It's very funny.
We both laughed out loud, for sure. That was so funny. All right, here we go. The 10 worst movies of the summer. This past summer wasn't that great at the box office, and so Rolling Stone asked their readers which movie they thought was the worst over the summer. Here's how the top 10 shook out.
I bet you Batman vs. Superman will be somewhere on there, even though that came out in March.
It's not even on here.
Good. Because if it did, I'd have a problem.
But I will say, don't get mad at me about the list.
Suicide Squad's on there? Pretty high, huh? It's like the number one terrible, worst movie.
So RollingStone.com has brief write-ups on each. You can look it up. But number 10, Warcraft. Not a big surprise there. I heard people loved it, but they're the people who know about the game or play it or whatever. Am I thinking of the right one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Warcraft is the video game movie.
I'm like,
I believe it is, at least. I'm pretty sure it's positively based on World of Warcraft.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ben-Hur, number 9. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Out of the Shadows. You said that was awful.
That movie was hooey.
Came in at number 8. Oh, just curious, if you were asked from Rolling Stone the worst movie of the summer, just one, what would you say, do you think? Well, I guess you didn't see all of them, especially the bad ones.
Yeah, I saw several. out of the ones I saw, I don't know if it came out in the summer or very late spring, but I would have to say probably Keanu.
Oh, you didn't care
for that. It was just one of those stupid movies that is, it's really, really stupid. Like, it's intended to be funny, but it's just so,
I thought it was funny because I love Key and Peele. And the cat is so cute.
And I thought I was going to be into it, especially with the cameos and everything, but it just,
the cat with the do-rag, I mean, come on. That's so funny.
It is, but I just, like, if I'm bored through the movie and not laughing that much as I'm ripped,
you know you
don't
like it.
Yeah, it's just like, man, I'm trying to give it a go here. I'm trying to be satisfied because I like Key and Peele.
That's fair. Neon Demon, ? It's a psychological horror thriller starring Elle Fanning. I forgot about that. Swiss Army Man with Daniel Radcliffe.
Trash.
Captain America Civil War made the list at number 5. Which is sort of...
That seems unjust.
It says, which is sort of weird, one to include since both critics and audiences seem to like it and made a ton of money. But
that does seem like a weird one you would include.
Let's see here.
But again, this ain't your list. This is Rolling Stone.
That surprised me. So did X-Men Apocalypse. I thought people were really into the X-Men movies.
They are, but the problem is at least the folks I know that are X-Men fans, they just have not been a fan of these newer X-Men movies, the ones that started with X-Men First Class.
Gotcha. Ghostbusters at number 3. Independence Day Resurgence came in at number 2. And Suicide Squad, they put at number 1. So this is what it says. They said the trailer was good, but the actual movie was boring, confusing, and ultimately pointless. I wouldn't go that far. Yeah, I mean, it was a fun watch.
Exactly. If you're going to sit there and try to tell people that movie is boring, you're tripping. You are blatantly lying.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
If it's disjointed to you, I can see that because you might not be familiar with how a comic book operates. I totally get that. You and I had that conversation.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But to say that it's boring is just a bold-faced lie. It is a fun, action-packed movie. There's action almost in every scene.
And calling it ultimately pointless means it's just because you don't know the story. Because as far as you were concerned, and Braga, when we went outside and talked about it, it did have a point.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, you know, you're not into the story. Well, yeah, or you don't know, like me. It's hard to kind of pin down some of the storylines, but it's still fun. It's not boring.
It was definitely not the same movie that you were anticipating based off the trailers, but by no stretch of the imagination was it a bad movie.
All right. King Cobra. There's a trailer out, and it's creepy. James Franco and Christian Slater star in a gay porn drama. The film centers around this Sean Lockhart. He's a handsome 17-year-old, they say, who dreams of fame and success after he meets the seemingly conservative Christian Slater, founder of Cobra Video. He starts to perform in gay porn under the alter ego Brent Corrigan and soon becomes an overnight sex symbol. When two rival porn producers, James Franco and Keegan Allen, try and recruit this Corrigan, things turn... I take a turn for the worst. Molly Ringwald and Alicia Silverstone also co-star. The movie's based on the 2007 murder of gay porn producer Brian Kokas and the book Cobra Killer. Corrigan was offered a minor role in the film but ultimately declined. King Cobra will be released in theaters on October 21st. Check out the trailer if you would like, but it creeped me out. I only got through like 30 seconds of it.
It creeped you out to see Alicia Silverstone on screen again?
No, I don't mind her.
It's been so long. No, where's she been?
It's, you know what? I don't know.
Right?
I thought the 90s swallowed her up.
Man.
I loved her. Let's see here. Like I said, the first 30 seconds is just... Christian Slater is the only one in there except for this boy. And it creeped me out, dude. I don't...
Well, there's a new trailer out, too, that I saw yesterday all over. And I'm assuming it just came out yesterday for Inferno, the new book in the Dan Brown series.
Oh, yeah.
Which I thought was weird. I thought for sure they were going to go do Lost Symbol. They've got Da Vinci Code. They've got Angels and Demons. In my opinion, logically, you should do Lost Symbol. But no, they went to Inferno. Tom Hanks is back at it. Can't wait to see how this... dang shakes out.
I love
the trailer.
Tom
looks
Hanks.
Crazy. It's coming out October 28th.
Cool. Thank you. Neil Patrick Harris and Andy Cohen were two people that were supposedly front runners to be Kelly Ripa's new co-host on Live, but it looks like a while back Andy said he was too busy to commit to it full time. Andy, okay. And now Neil is saying the same thing. He said, "I've got another good job. I'm doing a series for Netflix. It'll happen in January, and that takes up well over half my year. So the rest of the time spent with my family, chilling and relaxing. It's a nice gig, but I wouldn't want to do it all year long. Can't commit to that." So we'll see.
Damn, Kelly. Good luck on trying to find a co-host.
Well, I know that they've still got a list they're going through, but they're keeping it.
But it sounds like everybody's like, "Nah, I'd love to, but I got a thing." When'd you say I need to start?
Let me just check my watch.
Positive something's happening that day.
I'm wearing a watch. Huh, that's weird. Huh. TV on tonight, Dancing with the Stars and Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. on ABC, NBC, The Voice, and This Is Us on CBS, NCIS, That Bull Show, and NCIS New Orleans. I did watch Bull.
Did you?
The first one. Yeah, it's one of those crime dramas, except for it focuses on Dr. Phil's inspired character. Basically... breaking down the jury and deciding who's going to vote the way, and he like psychoanalyzes them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah.
Does that whole analytical thing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl, Scream Queens on Fox. Also the fourth season premiere of Drunk History on Comedy Central. I love that show. I just do.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music,
news, sports,
celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep, including these disasters with names.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning
on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Lindsay Lohan did not pay the bills during her relationship with Igor. Surprise. In fact, it's exactly the opposite, so say sources close to Igor. You shocked?
No. Should I have my shock face on?
Yeah.
I thought you told me not to.
Oh, no, I meant yes, sarcastically. Lindsay went on Russian TV and said Igor was a slacker who didn't contribute a dime to their relationship, but billionaire Igor claims he was the breadwinner between the two. So much so, he had to cover thousands of dollars in bills Lindsay racked up during the filming of her latest movie. Also news in the story, Lindsay Lohan's filming a movie. Question mark.
It might be a nudie movie.
Could be.
I mean, when all else has failed.
She's over in Russia making a movie? Lindsay had
making a mattress movie.
Ah, one of those.
Yeah.
You're convinced that's it, huh?
It's what she's got to be doing. I mean, it's the only option left.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about a name. Lindsay had access to Igor's credit card. Uh-oh.
Got to pay for the camera crew, the grips, the lights.
This guy does not read the news.
Soundboard.
And she used it often to snatch up gifts for herself and her entire family. That fog thing.
Yeah. Got to, right?
As for that emerald engagement ring, he says Lindsay picked it out all right, but didn't pay for it. It was all Igor. That sounds more realistic. She usually doesn't pay for jewelry or really anything.
Mm-mm.
Igor's got a steady income through a bunch of investments. His dad is one of the richest people in Russia. His dad's a billionaire, and this guy is not poor either. He's got a lot of cash to blow, but not how Lohan blows it.
Upper nose.
Oh, yeah.
Blow.
Oh, yeah. And Igor also denies Lindsay's allegations that he abused her. So basically, Igor's saying, yeah, right. She's a liar. Rob Kardashian lashed out at his little sister, Kylie Jenner, on Twitter in a very jacked up way. Rob Kardashian does not seem to be happy with his younger sister, Kylie, and is taking to Twitter to call her out, of course. Apparently none of these people have cell phones. I don't understand that. Well, let's bring this to Twitter and tell everybody.
But then ask and complain when we don't get treated privately.
Right. Right?
I mean,
people scrutinize us, really, because you're communicating with your family members publicly, and it's trashy. Everything you guys are saying. It's not like, hey, had a great time, I love my sister, or something. It's her phone number.
On Monday, it doesn't work, though.
On Monday evening, well, I'm sure immediately it was not her phone number anymore. But Rob took to social media on Monday to tweet out Kylie's phone number without explanation. That is your little sister, dude. What are you doing? After tweeting the number for a second time, Rob posted a tweet about his fiance, Blac Chyna, not receiving an invite to a baby shower that was being thrown for him because he looks like he's expecting. Maybe that's it.
I'm reading this whole tweet.
Didn't invite mother of my child to a baby shower you were all trying to throw for me? ? You all must have lost your damn minds, he wrote. And then Kylie's phone number. Good Lord, dude.
And had the nerve to say, after a row of crying because they're laughing so hard emojis, mm-hmm. I ain't hacked either. This is Rob Dog, LOL.
Dear God.
He actually says dog still.
Arf, arf. Dear God.
Help it.
This is happening, I guess. This is really.
That it is.
Mm-hmm, it is.
Hey. It's Rob Dog.
Brody Jenner went.
LOL.
LOLing all over the place. Brody Jenner.
Rob Dog out.
Bat crap crazy on some hotel staff. Brody Jenner is going to war, I guess, with a ritzy OC hotel after he totally flipped out on two staffers who had entered his room to kick him off the property. TMZ obtained a video of Brody's rage Sunday morning in the lobby of the Laguna Cliffs Marriott. He's ripping into two security guards and threatening to press charges against them. Sources close to Brody said it all started with a misunderstanding when he wanted to be let into his manager's room to grab some personal items. The hotel said that wasn't allowed. Brody got angry. He was actually pissed about the situation and at his manager. However, the hotel staffer, or staffers, I guess, sent security to kick him out. I have the audio from this interaction, this exchange in the lobby. It is heavily edited. 20 seconds, 10 F-bombs. That's what I call this.
Well, no, hold on. These two are I'll press charges on your motherfuckers.
Okay, there's so many F-bombs in the beginning, you can't even tell what he's saying. Okay, here we go.
Hey, I'm gonna press charges on your
motherfuckers.
I'm about to call bullshit. I'm calling my fucking lawyer right now.
Calling my effing lawyer. F-bomb. And then he leaves the hotel screaming the F-word the entire way out and into the parking lot. You can hear him. F!
Brody.
Ooh, he was on fire.
Look, there's this thing called high and best use of time, and he was doing it. He had a little bit of time and a lot of F-bombs.
Man.
Way to make a sandwich.
And it's 7 a.m. at that point, too.
Right?
Man, he wakes up.
It's my kind of angry. People. Wake up aggressive.
He's super cute, though. I'll take him.
Mm. So he can hurl nonstop F-bombs at you?
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants to.
I'll kiss you in the mouth, Brody. Cuss me out.
I'll make bad decisions with you, dude.
Oh, you're remedial.
I am. Zach Galifianakis took some playful shots at Hillary Clinton during his silly Between Two Ferns video, but he won't be doing the same with Donald Trump. An interview with LA Times, Zach said, no, that doesn't interest me. He's the kind of guy who likes attention, bad attention or good attention. So you're dealing with a psychosis there that's a little weird. I wouldn't have somebody on who's so mentally challenged. I feel like I'd be taking advantage of him, and you can print that. End quote. Oh, Zach Galifianakis.
You know, they say 6 a.m. is too early to get stoned.
Is that marijuana?
Clearly, the memo really hadn't been passed on to Rock and Emma.
Oh, that makes sense.
It's the NRQ Morning Show.
Ba-bam!
On Alternative 103.7, KNRQ. KNRQ.
A new list of the best cereals of all time came out, and I don't know how I feel about it. gotta throw a disclaimer out there. It's clear a lot of the votes are from nostalgic baby boomers or cereal hipsters, because 4 out of the top 10 cereals were discontinued before 1980.
What?
So according to Vox.com, here are the top 10 greatest cereals of all time. According to the more than 570,000 votes that were cast on MrBreakfast.com.
Wow. I'm a big Cheerio fan.
Feel
Special
free.
Oh, cornflakes.
684-0979. Let us know what your favorite cereal is. Coming in at number 10, they got Wheat Chex. Number 9 is Puffa Puffa Rice. They were sort of like Rice Krispies covered in honey or brown sugar. Discontinued in the 70s. Rice Crinkles. They were like sugary Rice Krispies, but discontinued in the 70s. They come in at number 8 on this list of the greatest cereals of all time. Number 7, Concentrate. It was made of little nuggets marketed as being concentrated nutrients.
Gross.
And it was discontinued also in the 70s. Number 6 on this list.
Who are these old people making cereal lists?
I got nothing else to do. Just wait for this retirement check to come.
Yeah, is this from the old folks
home? Might as well participate in this survey.
Oldfolkshome.com.
Wheaties comes in at number 6 on the list of the top 10 best cereals of all time. Number 5 is Cap'n Crunch. Number 4, Honey Nut Cheerios.
There it is.
Number 3 on the list of the greatest cereals of all time, Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Gross.
What?
Gross.
You're tripping.
I hate cinnamon.
Number 2, Frosted Flakes.
I love Frosted Flakes.
Number 1.
They're great.
All right, Tony. Number 1, Quisp.
Sorry, now what? Sorry,
it was also discontinued in the late 70s, but they brought it back for a revival in 2012 that ended in 2012, the revival.
Quisp?
Yeah, Q-U-I-S-P.
Okay, Quisp. I'm going to say gross.
And it looks like it could be good. But I don't see the Sugar Smacks on here, you know, with the frog.
Yeah.
The Sugar Smacks is missing.
One of them that you described sounds like Corn Pops, though.
Yeah, Corn Pops isn't on here, which
is
bizarre.
Yeah, I know, but one of them that you described that is gone, maybe that was their inspiration for Corn Pops.
Which one was the one that sounded like Corn Pops?
I don't know. Something about little balls and sugary things, and I'm not sure.
There was Puffa Puffa Rice, which is like Rice Krispies. And then there's Rice Crinkles, which is also like Rice Krispies. There's that concentrate stuff.
Maybe it was the Puffa Puffa thing that made me think of Corn Pops.
That could be. Corn Pops should definitely be on this list,
people,
if you ask me.
People used to love Apple Jacks.
Apple Jacks is fire, too.
Gross.
Now that they've got it with like the extra little apple colored ones, the green ones, they got more green circles I found than the orange ones as of late.
Did you like?
I doubled up on that.
Did you like Lucky Charms?
No, it was not lucky. I mean, I'll eat it, but it wasn't like if we went grocery shopping. Hey, mom, can you give me some Lucky Charms? I was like, hey, mom, can you give me some Raisin Bran?
I think my my favorite cereals, Cheerios, regular Honey Nut, and. Honey and regular, sorry. And I like Frosted Flakes, but I like Corn Flakes better. And Special K with berries.
Mm.
Oh, I like Honey Bunches of Oats as well.
Honey Bunches of Oats is good.
You put some bananas in there.
As we mentioned yesterday, I'm having a real, real hard time thinking about it now. What cereal were we talking about yesterday? The one you were trying to make fun of.
Oh.
But me and Al both actually liked it during the final countdown.
Grape Nuts?
Yes, Grape Nuts. There it is. That should also be on the list.
Well, actually, a lot
oatmeal.
Of...
Oatmeal. How did the oatmeal not make it on the list?
Well, that's not cereal.
Isn't it?
No.
I'm pretty sure.
No, it's not. Oh, I'm pretty sure it is.
It's in a bowl. You eat it with a spoon.
Okay, that's fair.
It's nutritious and made of oats. How is it not cereal?
So ice cream cereal, too.
Technically. I mean, you're getting
no,
dairy, right?
You could
eat it in the morning.
You just turn it around. You just got to come back. You know you're out of bounds.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
Filled with tons of music, news, sports, celebrities, sleaze, music news, and more.
Yep.
Including these disasters with names. It's Rock and Emma in the morning.
Who else do you think it was?
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
You're tuned into the NRQ Morning Show. We're on Facebook at 103.7 KNRQ. Also, Twitter and Instagram at 103.7 KNRQ. And if you ever miss the NRQ Morning Show, you can check out the NRQ Morning Show podcast up now on Audio Boom. More details, NRQ.com. Subscribe today on iTunes. Coming up, we got your music news right now. We got news and sports. Now, this seems like a very reasonable way to make your relationship better and a great reason to get drunk on a Tuesday night.
Keep talking.
A new study found that couples who have a date night away from the kids just once a month are 14% less likely to break up.
Nice.
Unfortunately, the majority of couples aren't hitting that mark. Only 41% manage to find time to go out alone that often, and 36% never have a night away together.
It's important to spend some time together.
Keep your romance fresh, man. Have a date night. Mm-hmm. And they're only saying once a month, too.
Date nights are fun.
Once a month, yeah. 14% less likely to break up. I think you can make time to do once a month.
People. Yeah, that was one of the things in my last relationship. I'm like, can we have a date night? Can we hang out just like you and me?
A woman named Selena Avalos?
Yeah, that's how I say it.
Selena A. Okay. She's the manager at a cell phone store called Spacetel Wireless in San Jose, California. Not sure how old she is, but she looks like she could be in her early 20s. She ordered some chicken wings from Domino's for lunch on Tuesday. Mm. But when she opened the box, no wings in it.
What?
Right. Kind of scam is this?
I know, I'd be pissed.
Instead, there was $5,000 worth of cash.
I'll take it. Never mind, I just got over that fast.
Turned out the delivery guy accidentally gave her the wrong box, and it was the store's bank deposit for the night.
Oh my, why is he keeping it in a box? It looks the same.
Right? Rookie move. I get the logic there. He's like, look, if I make this look like a wing box, nobody's going to beat me up and steal wings.
That's
right. But I walk around one of those bank envelopes, they're going to get me.
Then he
the blue ones.
Then he doesn't know me. He needs a bank bag with a dollar sign is what he needs.
Yes, nothing to see here except everything.
Do, 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 do.
She immediately called him to let him know what happened. She says she never even considered keeping it, even though no one called her back for 3 days.
What?
She finally got in contact with their corporate office because the local store had not returned her call.
Oh, my goodness. Well, good for her, I guess. I would just consider it a gift at that point. Well, like, they won't call me back.
Right? I feel like they no longer want it.
Yes. How is she
like
supposed to know?
This is the way of saying just keep it.
How is she supposed to know it's the bank deposit? She's just sitting there.
Well, the corporate Domino's is now going to reward her by giving her free pizza for a year, and her boss was so impressed that she's actually getting an extra week's worth of paid vacation for being so honest. She doesn't even work for Domino's, works for a completely different company.
Yeah.
But her own boss was like, you know what? You did a real, real good thing. You get an extra week paid off.
If I turned all that money in after I went through all of the avenues she had to get to, and they said, you know what? We want to thank you with free pizza for a lifetime. I'd be like, you know, is there a plan B? Like the part of the cash?
I feel like you're giving me an obligation. Yeah, may be thinking you're giving me food for a year, but in reality, you're giving me a year's worth of workouts I have to go do.
You're assuming I want that, and I do not.
We have salads, too. Really? Kick.
I'm only ordering wings because it comes with money.
Let's do sports.
All right. I want the money.
The brother of Major League Baseball superstar Yu Darvish has been convicted of running a multi-million dollar gambling ring that centered around Major League Baseball games, according to officials. Authorities in Japan say 27-year-old Sho Darvish was taking hundreds of bets on MLB games and pro baseball games in Japan back in 2015 and personally wagered around $2.2 million.
Jeez.
Investigators say Yu Darvish was not involved in the gambling ring. They also make note that the action was limited to just a circle of friends and he had no connection to organized crime. Sho was sentenced to roughly 2 years in prison, but the sentence was suspended for 5 years, meaning if he keeps his nose clean and completes any other conditions ordered by the court, he will not serve a single single day behind bars. And it looks like the report also suggests that Sho apologized for bringing shame to his family and vowed to change his last name. But on Tuesday, the judge told him to change his behavior instead.
Okay. Get your attitude right.
Well, I think that's part of Japanese culture. Like, the name is everything. Mm-hmm. The second you bring shame to it, man, you got to go.
Yeah.
So then he was trying to hold on to that. And was like, look, man, I did my family so dirty. I have no option but to change my name. And the judge is like, well, you could just change your behavior. It's 2016, bro. You could just clean it up a little
just
bit.
Just act right.
Be a decent human being. Go pick up the Glass Animals album. Learn how to be a human being. Listen to life itself. Get back to me.
Mm-hmm,
we'll revisit this. We'll table it now.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe come back to it in a couple of years.
Visit some Hozier. Go to church.
Yeah, we'll go to church with Hozier. Go see him.
We don't know.
He'll get you squared away. Coming up, we got your music news. Also on the way, we got the new one from Fanagram. We'll also get you the keyword to text So you could potentially fly away with Fanagram.
If you woke up to a hangover but didn't really drink the night before, you must be listening to Rock and Emma.
Yeah, thank you for pointing that out.
The NRQ Morning Show on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
The baby who appeared on the cover of Nirvana's classic album Nevermind has recreated the image as an adult 25 years later. Spencer Eldon recreated the photo at a pool in Pasadena, California in a new photo taken by John Chappell.
And he didn't even get $250 for it.
He said, quote, "I said to the photographer, let's do it naked, but he thought that would be weird, so I wore my swim shorts. I don't think my parents really gave my taking part in the shoot too much thought. They knew who Nirvana were, but weren't really into the grunge scene. I was 4 months old, and my dad was attending art school at the time, and his friends would often ask if he wanted to help out with their projects," he continued. So his friend, the photographer, Kirk Weddle, called him and said, "Do you want to make some money today and throw your kid in the pool?" And he agreed. "My parents took me down there. Apparently, they blew in my face to stimulate my gag reflex, dunked me in, took some pictures, and pulled me out. And that was it. They were paid $200 and went to eat tacos afterwards. No big deal."
Sound like my baptism. My parents dumped me in the pool, took some shots, pulled me out.
Nice. And he's, he's all clean now. He has been cleansed. I love that story.
That he didn't get paid the $250? I know. It's
no, I love the story where he goes, "I said to the photographer, let's do it naked, but he thought that would be weird, so I wore my swim shorts."
I mean, that should have been your dad's response when a dude was like, "Hey, you want to have your kid get shot naked? Isn't that weird, bro?" Like, and that should have been the response.
I think I showed you when I got back, but when I went up to the Seattle, I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, you showed me the pictures from up there, the museum, the Kurt Cobain exhibit. Or maybe even his whole museum.
I've got, let me find it real fast.
I think it was just an exhibit, right?
It was everything. It's like Nirvana's.
So it's their own actual museum.
It's my Nirvana, basically. Yeah, it's got a whole separate wing. It's got their kits. It's got his sweater, too. It's got all sorts of things. And there it is. But I also found a picture of this baby sample picture. And it's got Kurt's writing on the top. And it says, "Anyone has a problem with his rhymes with stick, we can remove it."
You did show me that before.
That is so cool. Yeah, well, I mean, you can play along.
Emma, breaking news is so good.
Yeah?
Touch my soul.
Crazy, right? Oh, so yeah, see? We got his,
that's from the,
and his sweater.
Well, that sweater is from the, I want to say, Unplugged, isn't it?
Their last set list. Yeah, dude, I got some really cool pictures.
The sweater is definitely, I think, from Unplugged, if memory serves me correctly.
Kit.
Yep.
Man.
Mr. Grohl out here drumming and things.
So amazing. Metallica have released their new Moth into Flame.
Metallica.
The new track is Metallica, I think. The new track is pulled from their forthcoming new release, Hardwired to Self-Destruct. It's due out November 18th. Speaking with UltimateClassicRock.com, Lars said the track is simpler, but not quite as progressive. It cruises along a little bit more than the last record. End quote. Thanks, Lars. Here's a little bit. It's Moth into Flame from Metallica. Sounds like every other Metallica song to me, but
James and those vocals, man.
The band also revealed the deluxe versions of the album will feature the band performing covers, the late Ronnie James Dio, Iron Maiden, and Deep Purple. Maiden's Remember Tomorrow, Deep Purple's When a Blind Man Cries, and Ronnie Raising Medley, which was previously only available on 2014's Ronnie James Dio This Is Your Life tribute album, and that will now appear on the deluxe set's bonus discs. People are stoked about that.
All right.
Oh, this is the one you brought up. I think it was off the air. Horror legend John Carpenter did a Q&A session with students at New York Film Academy, and one of them asked him about Rob Zombie's remake of his horror classic, Halloween. And he kind of went off on Rob.
So what it sounded like.
Yeah, he said, quote, "He said I was very cold to him when he told me he was going to remake it. Nothing could be further from the truth. I was incredibly supportive. Why that piece of shiznit lied, I don't know. In case you're wondering, if it wasn't clear already, Carpenter did not like Zombie's movie. He said there's too much backstory on Michael Myers, whom he originally created as a force of nature. Also, Michael was, quote, too big."
Yeah. That was one of the contentions amongst fans with the Nightmare on Elm Street reboot and the Halloween reboot was like, yo, these dudes are just, they're killers. They don't need backstory. People don't need to know why they're as deranged as they are. What are you doing?
Yeah, I feel like we all know already.
Yeah, you're giving us way too much depth when we don't need it. They're just
we just want to see the psychotic murders.
Yeah, man.
Bone Thugs and Harmony were performing at a music fest in San Bernardino, California on Sunday night when a drone hit Flesh and Bone in the face.
And then Flesh and Bone was exposed.
Just right in the face. He didn't keep him down, though. Supposedly, he went on performing as if nothing happened. No one from the group even commented so far. There's a grainy video online. There's also a photo of the aftermath. The drone was about 2 feet wide. Jeez. And it's unclear where it came from, so I don't know if it was launched by a fan, someone connected to the festival, or even the band themselves. But hit right in the face. That's a surprise right there.
Man.
The hell? Right out of nowhere.
So, damn, it's not even the first of the month.
Is that a freaking drone?
It's Rock and Emma in the morning. Don't worry, the name calling is normal. It just means that they're, you know, having fun.
You wanted this, right? You wanted the real deal? That's what this is. Wake up, you're in the middle of it.
Mornings on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
On the way. Last check on news and sports. Final countdown right now. Dumbass of the day.
If you've ever hit a cop car while you were driving drunk,
wore an incriminating t-shirt while committing a crime, been seriously injured while trying to take a super sweet selfie that doesn't seem all that super sweet now, smuggled some form of contraband in nature's wallet, taken your drug stash to the cops for inspection, or you just happen to be a criminal from Florida, then you might be the dumbass of the day.
All right, what you got?
Well, for starters, I feel like I speak for the entire NRQ Morning Show when I say, please don't anybody tell this story to Kevin James, or he might just F around and make a Paul Blart Mall Cop 3.
Okay.
And we can't have that.
I can do that for you.
The mall security guard in Greenville, South Carolina, was driving through the parking lot last week when he saw a 21-year-old woman named Caitlin Lawrence running around topless.
Lucky him.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not.
No.
When he slowed down to talk to her, she opened the back door of his car.
What?
Then hopped inside and tried to choke the life out of him from behind.
Wow, that took a turn.
Right? He wound up driving straight into a handicapped parking sign. He did this intentionally to try to get her to loosen her grip so he could get away. Some of the other mall cops handcuffed her and thankfully covered her up.
I doubt he woke up thinking, today a topless woman is going to be running around and jump in my car and try to strangle me.
Look, Em, it is the dream of every mall cop that something like this happens. They've been dreaming of it since they didn't get the job.
You just hope that they look good.
Yeah.
Did you see the chick? Is that why you're saying
it? I did, and I closed it immediately.
Oh, okay. It's one of those.
Now, she seemed really drunk and smelled like alcohol, according to reports. And when they asked her why she just did what she did, she said it was because she rode horses 5 years ago, which totally makes sense.
Duh.
Right?
You guys, and you call yourselves
hear me out.
Cops? I really like horses. Wait, what?
I rode horses 5 years ago.
Oh, well, that clears it right up.
I apologize for the inconvenience, ma'am. Carry about your day.
Please, please continue. We're so sorry. I feel like an ass.
She got arrested by real cops for assault and battery.
Any word on the horse riding?
No. Nope. Don't know if she's still an equestrian or not.
I want to know.
Oh, ma'am. That's shameful. Belligerently drunk, thought it'd be a great time to run to the mall, take the top off, let the girls out, get some air.
Yeah. Sounds like an eventful day.
Right?
Do a little of that.
This is why we can't tell Kevin James, or we will get a mall cop 3, and yeah, I can't have that.
But I feel like he would do better casting in terms of the naked
I would hope so.
I would think so.
Like, give me a Leah Remini.
Okay. You like her?
Ever since they bought a bill.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, man. Way back.
Deep cuts way right back. There. Sweet.
That's a summer job. People don't even know about that. That's Carusi's.
Caruso.
Stacey Carusi. Or Caruso. Is it Caruso?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, that is a good
That's role. Vintage, right?
I forgot.
Summer jobs.
I didn't even realize that was her until I went back and looked at it. I was like, whoa.
Yeah.
Mind blown.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
She's been in the game, man. And she's out of the Scientology game.
So you're, I know, thank God. So
right?
You're casting her in the next, if
oh,
it has
no,
to
I was
happen.
Just saying, like, if he were to do that, I'm not going to be mad.
Okay.
Prefer Jennifer Aniston, but.
I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
Or like J-Law.
Throw J-Law in there.
Mm-hmm.
I could go for some J-Law.
There you go.
She could pull off 21. Jennifer Aniston could still pull off 21.
She can.
So, feel free. I mean, I would be A-okay with that.
You're going to handle the auditions.
Yeah, man.
I heard.
Yes. The casting couch is all me.
Nice.
Up ahead, we've got Mike Snow. Also, we got Death Cab for Cutie. Plus, we'll do your news and sports. Last check. It's the NRQ Morning Show.
You're listening to Rock and Emma.
Ruined everything.
Oh, come on. Everything's not ruined.
Guys, everything's ruined.
Hey, at least one of them's funny. We're not sure which one that is, but...
Rock and Emma. Mornings on Alternative
103.7.
103.7
KNRQ.
This story is all about the lifestyle, Em.
Oh, the lifestyle. We love that phrase.
Who would have thought that going to an orgy might cause a little friction in a relationship?
What? Oh, man. Look, I'm pretty single, but I feel like that's fine.
A 19-year-old woman in Largo, Florida named Kelsey Perkins got into a drunken argument with her fiancé, Michael McCabe, on Friday night over an orgy. Unfortunately, I've got no details about the specifics. Like, were they arguing because she wanted to go to one and he didn't?
I thought you meant specifics like the orgy.
Maybe they went to one and she got mad over what he did? It's a total mystery.
Well, yeah, I mean... Going to an orgy, there's a lot of guessing involved. Wait, no, there's not.
Well, I do know the fight ended with Kelsey, or when Kelsey, I should say, punched Michael in the mouth. And then he had the nerve to punch her back in the left eye, and she stabbed him in the arm with a kitchen knife.
Was this part of the lifestyle?
If it is, I definitely am firm in my belief that I am not built for the lifestyle.
That's quite a lifestyle.
Right?
It's rough play, maybe.
She was arrested for aggravated battery with a deadly weapon. He was treated for the stab wound, but the cops say it was just superficial.
Maybe just
the lifestyle, man. It'll get you every time.
Maybe some marriage counseling, or I guess relationship counseling. Yeah.
Not sure ketchup really goes with enchiladas or nachos, but apparently this dude thinks so. And
gross.
Not only is he willing to fight for that belief, he's willing to take someone out over it.
Really?
A dude in his mid-20s was at a Mexican restaurant in New York City earlier this month, and he asked for ketchup repeatedly to the point where the manager had to come out and tell him, "We don't have ketchup.
I want ketchup."
Well, the guy got so angry that he said, quote, "I'm going to kill everybody."
For ketchup?
Poor choice of words these days, you know, with the whole terrorism thing, random shootings, and just general insanity.
People killing people a lot. Yeah, that's probably a bad idea.
It's an escalation.
And also, it's ketchup. Just bring your own packet. You're at a Mexican restaurant. Good Lord.
So the manager told him that she was calling the cops, so he ran out. Took off on foot, and the cops have a very active manhunt looking for him because he made a terroristic threat.
It's pretty serious.
Yeah. All over ketchup.
Yeah. Well, you know, some people love their ketchup.
I mean, just ask for the salsa and take the peppers and stuff out. You know what I mean? It's kind of ketchup.
It's kind of ketchup. Or just note to self, they don't have ketchup, and then you just know that.
Or you're in New York. Why not take a step down the block to a hot dog vendor and be like, "Can I get some ketchup real quick?"
Or get it to go and go get ketchup.
There you go.
There you go.
Done and done.
We are so good
at felonies avoided.
We're so good at not threatening to kill people. We got ways around it, guys.
You ready to talk about Shaun White?
I love Shaun White.
Do you? He's fired back in a sexual harassment case, claiming that his accuser, a former bandmate, is full of it and just looking to grab a few headlines. TMZ Sports broke the story. We brought it to you. The X Games legend was and is being sued by Lena Zawaita, the ex-drummer in his band. Bad Things is the name of the band, who claims that White was subjecting her to a barrage of graphic sexual harassment.
So stupid.
Some of which was captured via text messages. Among the allegations, she claims White sent her sexually explicit and graphic images of, quote, engorged and erect, finish the quote, forced her to watch disturbing videos.
Forced her.
And now,
forced her.
Shaun White has filed new court documents asking the judge to throw the case out, claiming that the suit has, quote, absolutely no merit.
Yeah, what, did he tape her eyes open? Plus, it sounds like when we read it the first time, I told you, I've got lots of guy friends that do this all the time. They think it's funny. I don't care. I think it's kind of funny, too, because it's quite a surprise when you open your phone. But in this case, it sounds like something similar. They were all kicking it. They were all friends. She was part of the band, and then all of a sudden, she's out of the band, and now there's
a problem.
Yeah, now he's inappropriate and disgusting. And
in the lawsuit, White says that she, quote, does not have a legitimate claim for sexual harassment, a claim she belatedly asserted for the sole purpose of making misleading headlines, basically kind of what you just said, where the lawsuit, coincidentally enough, comes after she was kicked out of the band.
Yeah, and it's all stuff that she didn't have a
problem with while she was there.
Mm-hmm.
song. We'll see what happens with this. White says that the last allegedly inappropriate text was sent 2 years ago in 2014. She didn't even file the suit until just last month, 2016. And White says that means some of her claims are even too late to sue over.
There you go. Yep, I'm with him.
So there is an update on Shaun White, the Flying Tomato. Has he got a soul?
Does he have a soul?
Yeah, gingers, man. You know how that goes. They're allegedly souls. No, that's what Trey Parker and Matt Stone say.
I don't know how that goes. You apparently feel that way. You're telling me
my
dad doesn't have a soul? Is that what you're saying?
South Park.
You just told me my dad doesn't have a soul.
Your dad is a swell individual.
He is. He's the best superhero in the world. He's a real-life superhero. Yeah, and he's got red hair.
I say we take this to Trey Parker and Matt Stone's doorstep and let them know how you feel about this.
All right, I will. And then they're going to be like, talk to your guy here because he's the one saying it.
check your privilege, Emma!
It's not our fault. Have his parents not let him watch it, I guess. Be parents, guys. It's not our fault.
Oh, it's the NRQ Morning Show.
You're listening to Rock and Emma. And we'd say thanks for tuning in, but we assume that you're not listening on purpose.
Well, this is awkward.
It's Rock and Emma in the Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.
If you're headed to college at Western Oregon University this fall, then come on out and have yourself a good time with Bi-Mart's College Night. We'll have gift cards for Bi-Mart plus free pizza for the incoming college students. We're here to help you get ready for college with great deals on everything you'll need at Bi-Mart's College Night tomorrow night in Monmouth, 9 to 11. With KNRQ.
You guys are going to have a good time at that.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big party out
it's
there.
It's a huge party.
It's a blast.
It's like that song I wrote for ZZ Top, Party on the Patio.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
It's like that song I wrote for Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
Yeah,
I thought Party in the USA, Miley Cyrus was the one you wrote.
Oh, no. Party on the Patio for ZZ Top.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Party on the Patio. Okay, yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
That's you what still you guys are going to be
not
doing.
Not as good as mine.
You get residuals
I get
from
a
that,
check.
Nice.
I go to the mailbox, I pick up a check.
All 37 cents once a month.
Yeah.
His mailman steals it. We already know.
Yeah, he
does. Are you still having problems with that, by the way?
I still have the worst mailman on the planet. It's crumple, fold, stuff whatever.
Man,
yeah.
That's
it's
rough.
It's horrible. Stuff and crumble.
It is horrible.
They hold stuff and crumble, huh?
You gotta do that. Cram.
You know, what I've done is tried to go to mostly, online bill pay and stuff like that in almost every case. So the mail I'm getting now that is crushed is usually like, something from my kid or
some
from
of those
my,
weirdo
from my
things
mom.
Like, have you seen me?
Or the junk mail and stuff like that. So it's just an ongoing battle.
The struggle stays real.
And, I check my mailbox. I go out there. I get the stuff out of it. It's not like it's full.
So what you're saying is you want to make your mail great again.
I would love to make my mail great.
Sometimes.
Or unfolded and crumbled again.
That would be nice. Sometimes I get skipped because my dog, I think it's my dog's fault. He scares them.
Is that right?
Yeah, he scares one lady in particular. She's very nice. But if the window next to the door is open, she doesn't want to come because I have a little box by my door.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's not real interested in coming close to the house.
Uh-huh.
I've got a security dog sign and he sounds pretty mean, but I've told her, he's really nice, this and that, but she was just like, I'm kind of not okay with the
dog. Don't they just mace the dog when that happens?
Yeah, I'm totally fine with that. Just a little taser.
Right?
Yeah, but knowing Butch, he'll play with the mace. Yeah. Like, they'll be squirting it at him, he'll think it's a hose.
He has a taser around his neck, and it doesn't seem to faze him. So.
Well, when your dog's as big as your house.
Right.
You need
he's
to turn
heavier
up
than I am.
The level on the taser is what you need to do.
Well, I got it to level 9.
Okay, then you got to shave the dog's neck.
Okay.
So, this is what you got to do. I know, shave the dog's neck so the electrodes are right on the skin. Yeah, yeah.
That'll look good. Can you picture that?
Hey, that's how those work. Have you ever put those on your leg before? And then, oh my God, they
hurt.
And
then bark? What do you, I don't know.
No, they
hurt. Sound like Al's volunteering to try this thing out tomorrow on the final countdown.
It is horribly. Horribly painful.
I need someone to look at it and tell me if it's working right.
Put it around your leg. And is it bark activated?
Yeah, it's supposed to be.
Okay, so put it around your leg and then freak your dog out.
And I put it on nice and tight and I put it right here. You're supposed to put it right on their throat.
Yes.
Sometimes it works and he'll like kind of yip a little bit and then his hair on the back of his neck by his shoulders will go up a little bit. So I know it's working, but sometimes he'll get a few barks out. And I'm like, what the hell, dude?
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, man.
But try it. See how that goes.
Yeah, I try to shut the window so I can get mail. pet. So there's that.
But tomorrow, you guys will be doing the back to school, back to college deal up at Monmouth. I will be going to Megadeth. Thank you very much.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Megadeth with suicidal tendencies tomorrow
nice.
Night.
I like suicidal tendencies.
At the Matt Knight. That's what I'm doing tomorrow
that's
night.
Now's about to rock out.
That's going to be crazy.
Oh, man. It's going to be just like the 80s. Oh,
how much
coke awesome.
You slamming?
Well, I don't know. I don't,
if it's going to be just like the 80s, let's...
I don't know. I think I'm going to roll by spiders.
Okay.
And all right. We'll see how that goes.
He'll get you ready. Why don't you just take him as your plus one?
I would never take Spider to a show, man.
That's probably a bad idea. That is probably a bad idea.
Never take Spider to a show. I love Spider. Love you, Spider. But I would never take him to a show.
That makes sense.
It's frowned upon.
It could be deadly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Could be.
Like, right when I said it, I realized it was a bad idea.
Spider's like one of those guys. It's like a rolling party. You know what I mean? And it just, I can't handle that. I love Spider. But no.
No 8-ball party.
Small doses.
All right.
I am not. Yeah, exactly. Small doses. So I'll be going to Megadeth tomorrow and checking. Actually, I'm excited for Suicidal Tendencies, too.
Me, too. I mean, I'm not going.
I haven't seen them forever. Yeah, you're not going.
I know, but I like them.
We're having our own concert at the Bi-Mart.
Yeah, we're having our own party,
and you're not invited, Al.
You're not.
You guys have pizza and gift cards to give away.
Oh, yeah. We have a whole thing planned.
This
you don't even know.
All the students up there at the Western Oregon University up there.
Come see us for party favors.
You don't need a Bi-Mart membership card.
Incoming freshman, how you doing?
So, what's up, yoga baby? Yoga pants are appreciated.
Up,
this is why Rock and I will be there.
Yeah, baby. Come on.
Yeah, we will be there.
This is why we're
How you doing?
What's up, yoga pants? How you doing, man?
All right, so
yoga pants and Ugg boots. What's up?
Yeah, super basic. You got a pumpkin spice latte for your boy.
Oh, yeah. I got my work cut out for me tomorrow.
Oh, it's going to be a real good time. Come on, man.
Got to corral this over here.
Let's roll them Ugg boots up on over here, man. Baby. Come on.
That's what I'm talking about.
Grab that hoodie and those sunglasses. Come on over here, baby. How you doing?
We lost him. This is going to be fun.
Mom and Dad sent you to college. All right.
Look at you, girl. Right. Yeah.
Freshman.
Whoa.
Yeah.
You're going to drop that line from, what is it, Dazed and Confused? Thing I like about high school girls. I keep getting older and they stay the same age. He's so going to be there.
Well, look, it's a huge event out there because the Bi-Mart's so cool about it. They closed down the entire store except for college kids. So the college kids can roll out there and buy everything they need. You know, they get their books, their pencils, their condoms, all that stuff.
And the line before they open the door
it's
is
crazy.
Always
it's
throughout
party,
the
it's
entire
crazy, right?
parking lot. Yeah.
Generally, they got the folks from Rockstar and or Monster out there handing out energy drinks to keep you juiced all night. They got the Dutch Bros folks out there. Lots of good local vendors. It'll be a good time.
And they have the electronics department. Don't forget about that because they have flash drives that are usually really expensive. They got lots and lots of space on them and a lot of TVs. Really good deals on stuff, too.
You can put all your D-picks on the jump drives.
All of them. Those and more.
Yeah. Did I hear you say that you have a lot of friends who send you D-pics?
Yeah, right?
Did you just say that on the...
they're not D-pics. What he was sending was, it's like porn memes or jokes or something like that. Just like weird pictures.
I also, to be fair, the way you said it, it did sound similar.
It
sounded like you basically just outed out all your homeboys were like, yeah, they all sent me D-picks.
I thought it was clear what the case was about.
I thought so.
Were you
but
there?
I thought you were there.
Is there any chance that you could roll through your phone right now and actually count the D-picks on your phone?
I don't know. How much time do we have? We only have 5 minutes. Just kidding.
Hey.
Unnecessary.
Time out, T-Mark. That's technical.
Exactly.
Anyway. We don't want to see them. Could you just roll through and count
try
them
to count
for
along.
Us? Not what I heard.
Me and Al converse.
Just pick up your phone.
Go ahead and rattle off
just
the numbers.
Just roll through. Come on.
I mean, I heard that completely.
Do it for the team, Em.
I heard that differently, so... I guess you guys misheard me. I misheard you.
You know.
My bad.
It all works. Joining the show tomorrow morning, we've got the one, the only, Michael Rosenbaum calling into the show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah. Old man Rosenbaum's kid.
Yeah, Michael Rosenbaum calling into the show. The one and only Lex Luthor from Smallville for years. He's got season two of Impastor.
Nice.
Kicking off premiering tomorrow night. He's going to call into the show and tell us all about it.
Later on my show today, I will have passes. I got more guest list passes for Randy and Mr. Leahy coming up at the Hi-Fi. We'll do that on my show later today.
Nice.
We got Beefcake getting ready to roll in. Who's the musical selection today on your program, Al Scott?
You know, I don't know. It's Tuesday, so, you know, it could go, you know, it could go till Tuesday.
Ted Nugent Tuesday. You haven't done that in a while.
I haven't done Ted Nugent Tuesday in a while. You're right.
Bring that back.
Roll out the cat scratch fever.
Yeah.
Stranglehold.
Oh, need that.
All right. That's not my favorite pick, but I'll listen.
Well, it's not really for you.
Yeah, I know. That's clear.
She's like, you told me that daily.
We could do like the score of The Labyrinth for David Bowie.
No.
Well, whatever Al's got, I'm sure it'll be lovely. Make sure you tune in 3 to 7. I'll get you ready for 2 hours with Matt Pinfield. Beefcake's up next, and me and Em will talk to you tomorrow morning on the NRQ Morning Show.
You're listening to Rock and Emma on the KNRQ Morning Show. Hey, don't worry, the name calling, that's perfectly normal. It just means that they're having fun.
Why are you so sad?
Why are you so happy, mother...
Morning on Alternative 103.7 KNRQ.